Bonus episode time. Welcome to CCN. Am I numbering these? I'm not numbering them. No, they're not.
No.
I'm not even giving names. No, CCN for September 2014.
Every once in a while, we change what the CCN stands for.
Yeah, we got to do those right now. What does CCN stand for this one?
You tell me. It's your show.
For Craptastic. I can't even come up with a second word that begins with C. That'll follow Craptastic well. That's Drew Sakagri.
What's up, dude? I'm letting you do this thing. It's
what the C?
You got to name it. It's on you. I mean, I have a lot of ideas, but I got it's on you.
Oh, you have a lot of ideas, but it's on me.
Yeah, it's your show. You got to name it.
Crusty Crap News.
Ooh,
yeah, that's really bad. Ooh.
That's not visually stimulating.
Where did that come from? I don't know. Car commercial news.
Really? Car commercial?
Yeah, car commercial.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
So be it. Gotcha.
That's where I heard the song.
In a car commercial?
In a car commercial.
Sweet.
Look it up. It's a Diplo song.
Diplo's pretty good.
Diplo's good. Diplo's good.
He's got a song, Summer's Really Gonna Hurt You, that I enjoy quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you like about it? What do you like
the
about
the bass?
The bass. It's all about the bass.
It's all about wobble, 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 wobble.
I don't know if you
wobble, 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 wobble.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, the bombs and wobbles.
I don't know if you've heard, Drew.
I may or may not have,
but it's all about the bass. All about that bass.
The bass is awesome.
Yeah, but it's not the bass. That bass.
Man, speaking of bass, that actually I don't know why it triggered this weird memory.
Here we go, weird memory time. Weird memories with Juicy Gogward.
When I was a kid, one of my friend's moms was, like, super into, like, the alternative medicine and, you know, the holistic approach and just very... She was very out there.
Okay.
And she found this place that had this giant machine, right? And it was speakers all around you and underneath you, and you were on this, you know, padded platform just surrounded by basically giant subwoofers. And you could pick whatever music you wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, they had music there.
Okay.
But if you wanted to bring your own music, you could.
Okay.
And she found this place, thought it was cool, and she paid for me and my friend to go in there and do it. And, well, I forgot. We picked something ridiculous, like Tupac or something.
Something and, hardcore.
Yeah, no. So, just something that, or maybe Snoop. I don't know. It was something. I remember it was rap, and I remember it had a lot of bass.
Okay.
And... yeah, strap yourself in and you go on a magical bass journey. Where you're literally, like, your body's just sitting there getting pummeled by the bass and it's constantly vibrating.
And the holistic lady showed you this?
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It was weird. It was really strange, but it was a giant machine and you lay there and the bass penetrates you, I guess. Like, it goes, like, because there are some, like, right underneath you.
Yeah.
And, like, when those things shake, you can feel the bass
vibrating your
vibrating
organs.
Vibrating all my... Yes, yeah, everything.
That's probably not healthy.
And your eyes and everything.
I'm willing to...
you go all blurry-eyed during the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because your eyeballs are fucking shaking.
I'm willing to bet that is medically extremely unhealthy.
Awesome.
I bet you it is.
Yep, I did it. And I did it as if, probably like a 12-year-old, maybe 13.
Oh, yes. That screws with your developmental process.
Sweet.
Oh, that explains nothing. But... that's weird.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why that memory triggered.
Is that place... it was a business?
Yeah, it was business.
Is it still around?
Probably not.
That means there's a hole to be filled.
The bass machine?
The bass Yes. And now, since 2014, it's all about that bass. That's what we'll call the store. No, we might get sued because that's the name of a song. You know that song?
No.
All About That Bass?
Nope.
Megan Trainor? Fat White Girl?
Nope.
No. A little cruel to call her fat. She's not fat. She's
chunky, thick,
big boned.
Okay.
She's big boned, and she's all about that bass, Drew.
Well, I mean, you can't not be all about that bass. I've loved bass for a very long time. You might call me a bass head.
Hey-yo. Ooh. Take that, because that's what Drew said.
I mean, that song, Basshead Jazz,
yeah,
by CeeLo Green, mm-hmm. The bass hits so fucking hard.
Yeah, see, that people would pay good money to get rocked by that bass.
Hell yeah.
And have their spinal columns destroyed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You ever heard the song?
I don't listen to popular radio. Especially not Top 40.
Neither do I, though. But I know the song. How did that happen?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
Somehow you were exposed to it. You heard it somewhere. Or saw a video.
It's a catchy song.
A lot of them are.
Yeah. They're designed to be.
Yes. That's the way it works.
As such.
It's awful. It really is. Pop music makes me want to vomit. But it's so catchy. Like, I could rattle off, like, probably 10 or 15 garbage pop songs that I've heard in the last week. And I already know, you know, I know the beat. I know the chorus.
You mean like older songs?
Inside. No, I'm talking about like newer songs.
Oh, new songs. So you're still hearing new songs?
Well, yeah, because some people...
At work,
have different radio stations on in different parts. So while I'm...
As you're going around?
As I'm going around, every once in a while you catch some of that... Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift, that fucking Royals song that I just want to slaughter whoever made that.
Oh, that's like a 16-year-old Australian girl.
Yeah, I want to strangle her. Yeah. At this point in time, I can't take it anymore.
Royals.
I can't take it anymore, dude. It's been like 6 months. It's fucking destroying my brain.
Yeah, that song's not even... That song's still 2013, bro.
Yeah.
2014, it's all about that bass.
It's all about that bass.
So you haven't heard this one yet?
No.
So maybe you'll hear this one next year.
Maybe. But where's the bass? It's all about that bass. Where is it?
Yeah, it is kind of a little light on the bass.
It's very light on the bass.
I mean, she's singing about her ass.
That's fine.
That bass is that ass.
That's awesome. There needs to be more bass.
It's a metaphor.
I get it.
It's a metaphor.
There still should be more bass.
I'll just set that off. But this that Diplo song I heard on a
car commercial, you said.
Fiat.
Sweet.
Commercial. Have you haven't seen them? The ones where like...
I probably have.
They're showing, and on top of that, not only is it a Diplo song, but the commercials are all GIFs, which is the correct way to say it,
yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Not GIF, but it's GIF, like the
peanut butter.
Like the peanut butter. It's where they're repeating GIFs over and over. Yeah. That's like 8-10 second, just whatever,
mm-hmm.
of like the car.
Yeah.
Very cheap looking.
We could make those.
Yes.
On your computer.
But someone else did.
In about 5 minutes.
And got paid a lot of money. Wrong business, dude.
I tried to get into graphic design, but...
You can still do it.
The money is in web design, and writing code is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, pay someone else to write the code for you. You tell them the colors you want, the design. There are people out there, Drew, who can write code out the ass, but they can't design for shit.
Well, that's good, because I can design like a motherfucker. I just cannot write code shit.
Then you hook up with one of them code writers, bro, and then you guys make some bomb-ass websites.
Yeah.
Do a whole redesign at chrisgrasso.com.
Could.
I'll let you guys do it for free, too.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
It's going to be, just so you know, it's going to be pink and blue.
I mean the 80s pink and blue like that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. For at least 365 days, then we'll change it.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You said that like that'd be a bad thing. That'd be great.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. That'd be awesome.
That'd be dope, yo. And then that song, that Diplo song, made me think of, because I heard that on a commercial. That's how a lot of people are discovering songs now.
I've discovered like 4 or 5 songs that I listen to that are from commercials. And then every once in a while, I'll hear a commercial. And then
a song that you already know.
Well, no, exactly. A song that I found out about before the commercial. And then they use it, and I'm just like... That Haim song forever that Johnny turned us on to Haim. Like,
Haim?
So long ago.
Corey Haim?
No. 3 girls from wherever.
I don't think I listened to that.
I got into it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's actually quite good.
Word.
But I heard one of their songs on like a Bell's commercial or something.
Interesting.
And I'm just like, ah.
Interesting.
I think the first time that ever happened was when what all those commercials were using the Postal Service song "Such Great Heights."
Yeah,
that got used the shit out of a lot of on commercials.
And then even one of them used the Iron and Wine version.
Yeah.
See, we're pretty good, man. We should take that on the road. We're good.
Yeah.
Remember that Bose commercial where everyone's taking selfies with their headphones?
Vaguely.
I remember a song.
Yes.
And then it's just selfie, people with their headphones. It's a pretty good song.
What is it?
It's called Kangaroo Court by a group called Capital Cities. And then apparently I went online. Oh, Capital Cities. That's a good thing. Everyone knows who Capital Cities is. I have no idea.
Oh, really?
No idea.
Everybody knows?
Everyone knows. They are a popular group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, don't really call them a band. It's like somebody asked me one day, like, dude, M83's coming to town. Are you going? And I looked at him and I said, who the fuck is M83?
Who is M83?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And this is, you know, they've already put out 2 albums. They've hit town like 5 times. Yeah. I'm just completely oblivious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's weird how that happens, though.
But it's okay because I only like 2 of their songs. Everything else is garbage.
I like some of their stuff. They write stuff that's supposed to be cinematic, you know.
Well, I get that.
A lot of build-up.
I mean, one of my
stuff.
I listen to this band called the Cinematic Orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard them. I've
quite
heard
good.
Them. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I just listened to? I guess we're just gonna talk about music for a minute here. I do have a couple articles we can talk about real quick that I found interesting. I don't even know how I stumbled on this. Where did this come from? Oh, I was searching for a band, and when I searched the band, a bunch of song titles came up with the band name. I was searching for some Darkest Hour stuff.
Okay.
And I got this song called The Darkest Hour by this dude, Daniel Lenz. I don't even know why I clicked on it, but I did.
But you did. And it's good.
Maybe because I thought it was, the Darkest Hour, and I clicked on it, and it wasn't what I wanted. And it's okay. It's good. It's electronic, a little dubstepy. What I find interesting about it is he uses some sounds that sound kind of like a movie trailer stuff. Okay. It sounds like the beginning of a movie trailer. Listen to this. Let me see which one is this. This one. Inhale, exhale. It's really, you know what it sounds a lot like? This is some of these tracks. It sounds like a lot of Nine Inch Nails type stuff.
Yeah, it's got
aggressive,
industrial,
yeah, yeah. It's like dubsteppy, but industrial.
Just with a heavy bass and a sexy lady voice.
Yeah, this song has a sexy lady voice. I think it's this one actually here.
Not gonna lie, I'm kind of a fan of the sexy lady voice.
Sexy lady voice is good. Everyone likes sexy lady voice. Yeah, hear that?
Yeah, that is... What is that? Like, did Godzilla... Okay, so that was Godzilla's foot coming down, and then something on the screen saying something.
Or... Or a bunch of apes jumping off a bridge, and it's like rise of the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Right? Yeah.
But then it gets into a bit of a sort of a song type thing there with repeating patterns and notes and, you know...
Songs.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with songs.
Okay. And then some of the song titles I like, that draws me in a little bit. There's a song called... Mech Attack. You want to hear Mech Attack?
I mean, does it sound like a mech attack?
Let's find out.
Does it sound like I'm getting attacked by some sort of giant robot with a person inside?
Maybe. Sounds like the Edge of Tomorrow trailer.
Oh my god. Something really big is out there, and it's coming for me, and it's going to kill me.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, how about...
That's kind of scary.
Desert Massacre.
Alright.
Oh, little dubstepy. I guess the massacre is coming. It's in the desert. I guess it's like a Transformers... scene. Transformers movies would be improved with a little bit of dubstep. Just a little bit.
Yeah. It's very ominous. This reminds me of the Bellflower soundtrack.
Yeah, this does. How about Hell?
Okay. Sure.
So one called Sawtooth Terror.
Well, they know how they like to name their songs.
Keep It Grimy.
Keep It Grimy.
That one's for Ed Lovables. He loves it grimy. Anyway.
Everybody loves it grimy.
Not everyone. Little girls that like ponies and Barbies don't like it grimy.
You gotta get dirty every once in a while, Chris.
Oh, you gotta get dirty every once in a while.
It's good for your soul.
Sage advice. All right, enough of that from Juicy Cochran. Sage advice. You gotta get dirty.
Some of that new great philosopher shit,
that,
bro.
You got that new great philosopher? We gotta get on that new great philosopher. We really do.
I know, it's the greatest idea ever.
It's gold.
It's a lot of work.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's a lot of work.
All right, well, let me put on a little bit of background music here. We can talk about some shit and then get the fuck out of here.
Eventually.
You know what? I got this Florida Funk soundtrack thing.
Florida Funk.
Florida Funk compilation. That's what I wanted to say. There we go. Just go. It's a whole bunch of stuff. It says Jazzman Gerald and Malcolm Cato presents Florida Funk. Funk 45s from the Alligator State. 21 rare and unreleased cuts. So that's what you're listening to, people. A little bit of funk in the background.
Homegrown funk.
Homegrown from homegrown funk. From our state of Florida. Listen, Florida should be known for more than just crazy people, because there are crazy people everywhere, and Florida alligators. Has a lot more things going for it. Number one, alligators. Correct. Number two, the occasional crocodile.
Every once in a while down in the Glades.
One of them just bit the fuck out of someone, I think.
A crocodile?
I think so. I think I just heard about that. Didn't I? There's a crocodile attack or some crazy shit. I think so, anyway. Or I just might be spreading
vicious rumors.
Vicious rumors and allegations and
I mean, there's a shit ton of bears around here that are eating stuff.
Oh, man, I heard a story. This is an interesting story. I heard it real quick on the news. The black bear.
Uh-huh.
Out west somewhere.
Yeah.
First off, one of its cubs like broke a leg or something.
Oh.
And she managed to like nurse it and keep it alive. And you know, that's not typical when that happens. A lot of times.
Yeah, like, they just leave them.
Yeah, you're fucked. But she supermommed it out. Stumbled across an abandoned grizzly bear cub. Apparently.
Did the same thing.
She took it in and she's raising a grizzly bear. So those grizzly bears are going to grow up and have a black bear mama. Black mama bear.
That's cool.
And black bear mama's going to be like, oh, sweetie grizzly bear.
And then the grizzly bear is going to eat her.
That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, that instinct takes over or because it's going to nurture it all the way up. It was abandoned by its real mother. You know why it was abandoned by its real mother?
Why?
Real mom, apparently park rangers noticed somehow because they track all this shit. Yeah. Real mom ran off with a younger grizzly bear and abandoned its kid.
Yep.
So that just seems to be a fact of life. It's nature, no matter.
Nope.
Doesn't matter the species.
Nope, makes no difference.
The gender.
Yep.
It's going to happen. Let's see. Yeah, I did pull a couple of weird little articles here.
The world is a harsh place, Mr. Crispo.
The world is a harsh place, man. What the fuck are we doing here? So we've been using Spotify for all this music stuff.
Yeah, Spotify's awesome.
It's pretty good. I got a couple bones to pick with Spotify. I do, though. Their selection isn't the best. I've come across several occasions where
it's gotten a lot better, I'll tell you that much.
Has it? I haven't been on it that long. I know you've been on it much longer than I have.
Dude, when I got on there, I mean, half the music that's on my playlist right now
wasn't even on there.
Wasn't even there.
Well, I still regularly come across bands where like whole albums are
missing.
Are still missing.
Well, like, it all depends on who they've got, who's got the rights, blah, 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 yada, yada.
Yeah, for sure. And another problem I got with it, I use it on my phone, right? Use it during the day at work on my phone. If I can't get a good connection, that's it. I can't listen to it. And sometimes I'm in a fucking 160-foot steel and concrete building. Yeah. Depending on where I'm at in the building, I can't get a good fucking connection to save my life. You know, if I can hook up to a Wi-Fi, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
But if I can't get a Wi-Fi, then I got that stupid LTE thing and it's spinning and it's spinning and it's spinning and spinning. I'm just like, oh, I just want to listen a little bit of Weird Al.
Yeah.
All right? Get me through the day.
Yep.
And it won't even let me do that sometimes.
But you got to have the connection, bro.
Got to have the connection. So what am I paying for? The possibility of maybe using it if I can find a connection somewhere.
Yes.
Dependent on a whole separate other service. Anyway.
Yes.
So Spotify
is a subservice.
Revealed what the 40 most musical universities are listening to and when.
Okay.
Spotify has calculated the 40 universities that listen to the most music and analyze the musical taste. This is from that HuffPo. Spotify sorted through what type of artists college students were listening to and which singers they can't stand. The company showed which schools stay up the latest or wake up the earliest based on their habits on Spotify. NYU, not surprisingly, is really into slowcore.
What?
And hipster playlists.
What the hell is slowcore?
That's something we're going to have to investigate.
I'll Google it.
The University of Colorado at Boulder is into Spotify's relax playlist. A bunch of stoners out there just listening to that relaxing music. But for some reason, they dislike Beyonce. Which is, how can anyone dislike Beyonce? I can get not necessarily being into Beyonce, but straight up disliking her? I mean, come on. She's a queen. Ohio State University is all about Childish Gambino. That's that dude from that show. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did it as a joke, but he's fucking talented.
And now he's trying to do it for real?
Well, see, that's just it. He did it as a joke, and then his second album, he did it as a joke, and it went bonkers. People loved it.
Yeah.
Then he did it for real, and to everybody's surprise, everybody fucking loved it.
It was still good?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he stuck with Childish Gambino.
Well, that's what he chose.
Oof. Boy, oh boy.
Got a sense of humor.
Apparently, the latest album is doing great at Ohio State University. However, University of Minnesota Twin Cities would rather not hear his tracks at all. For those who don't use Spotify, when you listen to its radio service, you can select like or dislike,
yep.
Kind of like Pandora. University of California, Los Angeles goes to bed later than most, around 1:45 a.m.
Partying.
They're also really not into Skrillex.
Yeah, Skrillex is kind of lame.
Meanwhile, Cornell University is into EDM and tends to have a spike in listening around 6 and 7 a.m.
People are going home from being trashed all night.
They're inferring that these people are getting up early.
I would disagree.
They're getting up early and they're going to work out to listen to their EDM.
I was thinking more along the lines of they were already up all night.
Cornell also really likes Lana Del Rey. That sounds like early risers to me. Lana Del Rey fans. Iowa State University. University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. That's a whole school. And Penn State. Cannot stand Lana Del Rey. Michigan State University doesn't mind a little Lana Del Rey, but they are more into skate punk than the average school. It's got to be skate punk, though.
I don't know what slowcore is.
What's slowcore, Drew?
It's a subgenre of alternative and indie rock. The music of slowcore artists is generally characterized by bleak lyrics, downbeat melodies, slower tempos, and minimalist arrangements. Slowcore is often used interchangeably with the term sadcore. Wah. Sounds just like whiny emo kids.
So that's there. They gave us the article. And then there's... Then they gave us a list of the schools. You got to click on the school to see what's on here. So, how about we see what's going on with the University of Central Florida, which is one of the top 40 musical schools in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, how students listen. Oh, it took me to a Spotify page. All right, interesting. Distinctives. Here's what's distinctive about music listening at UCF. The double X. I don't know what that is.
I've heard of the XX.
The XX.
Yes.
I guess that's popular.
I've heard that.
Okay,
heard
so this is what's popular. It's the XX. Tropical. I don't know what that means. Nope. Maybe it's a style.
Don't know.
Club.
That's definitely a style.
And pre-party. A lot of pre-partying going on at UCF. In red, Schoolboy Q. So I guess not digging the Schoolboy Q.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Or jam bands.
Really? Jam bands are kind of awesome.
They don't like them at UCF. Trending upwards at UCF. Bob Marley.
Stoners.
And emo.
Sad stoners.
Top genres. Here's how the listening at the school breaks down by genre relative to the other schools we looked at. Oh, all right. So let's see. Percent of listening, of course. Shit ton of pop. So pop's number one, and then dance EDM, then hip hop, then R&B and rock. Those are very similar. Then it drops the country, and then all the way at the bottom, we got folk, metal, blues, Latin, classic rock, jam bands, very tiny jazz, and classical, all the way at the end.
It's a shame classic rock is awesome.
No, just classic rock.
Yeah.
And it actually looks like it pretty much follows a trend, too, throughout the country of how popular all those different genres are.
Goddamn kids and their EDM.
Let's hear specifically what they're listening to. Distinctive tracks at UCF. Rain for Sleep. Rain Sounds.
Okay.
It's probably just the sound of rain.
Sound of rain.
Propuesta Indecente by Romeo Santos.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of Hispanics in town.
Yeah, but still, Latin music is all the way at the end of the list and very low compared to the pop and dance and hip-hop and R&B. It's got to be more upbeat, I would imagine, than just The Mother We Share by Churches. But Churches is spelled weird.
Okay.
La 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 by Naughty Boy.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a good one. And Loyal East Coast Version, Chris Brown.
Man, that just proves that I am old.
You're old.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I know who Chris Brown is. Not that I've ever listened to his music.
Well, you'll know. You'll know these. Distinctive artists. Popular artists.
Didn't know any.
People listen to at UCF. The XX, Mumford and Sons, Fallout Boy, Paramore, Skrillex. This right, school. So
I could listen to two of those.
I could listen to, I guess, yeah, two of them. Popular track school listens to these songs the most. Summer by Calvin Harris. So that's not original. Actually, none of these are. Summer by Calvin Harris. Problem by Ariana Grande. Fancy, Iggy Azalea. Latch, Disclosure. I don't know that one. Mm. And Rather Be featuring Jess Glynn by Clean Bandit.
I have never heard any of those songs.
You've heard for sure Summer and Fancy.
I have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just walking around.
Okay. Sure.
May have heard. I'm not sure if I've heard the Ariana Grande song, but I've heard of her.
I have.
I figure if I've heard of her, I've probably heard their music somewhere. Just like walking through a
store.
Yeah. Popular artists. The school listens to these artists the most. Didn't we just go through that already?
I think so.
No, distinctive artists. Students at this school listen to these artists quite a lot, rather than students at other schools. Meanwhile, popular artists. This school listens to these artists the most. Kanye West, Drake, Lana Del Rey, Coldplay, Kevin Harris. Daily listening behavior, a lot of listening going on from 10 a.m. to midnight.
So pretty much all day.
This school's sleep wake up schedule, typical wake up 9:30 a.m., typical bedtime 1 a.m. That's not bad. It's eight hours of sleep.
God damn, I never got 8 hours of sleep when I was at UCF.
No, I couldn't. And who gives a shit about all that stuff? So there you go. UCF. Listening to a lot of popular crap. Or are you just old?
I think it's a mixture of the two.
I guess for comparison's sake, real quick, let me just click on FSU over here. Because I know we got people that listen to us that went to FSU. Here's what's distinctive about music listening at FSU. They love Childish Gambino, ska punk, in the gym, folk, and bluegrass. They hate Lorde, that Royal song.
Sweet, so do I.
And then it just says Christian, so maybe Christian music? Very anti-Christian.
Christian music is awful.
Not more awful than any other genre. Depends on the artist.
For the most part.
Depends on the artist, no. Apparently at FSU, they're late to rise, early to bed. That just means they sleep a lot. That means you're getting like 10 hours of sleep a night.
Late to rise, early to bed. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm gonna try that one on for size. And on the uptrend at FSU, spoken word, hip-hop, and Led Zeppelin.
Gotta love Led Zeppelin.
Distinctive tracks. Hercules by Sarah Bareilles?
Who?
You don't know her? Springsteen by Eric Church. I don't know that one.
Nope.
She Gets Me High. Luke Bryan. That's some country dude.
Got nothing.
Sweatpants. Childish Gambino. And 3005. Childish Gambino. He's got two of the five right there.
Distinctive
artist. Childish Gambino. Rick Ross. Kanye West. Zach Brown Band. Lil Wayne. Popular tracks. Summer again. Calvin Harris. Latch again. Disclosure. Pompeii by Bastille. And then Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea.
I don't know if I've heard any of those songs.
You've heard Summer. Because it was a song of the summer.
Okay.
You've heard... You've probably heard Fancy.
Okay.
I assume you should have heard it.
Okay.
No, I'm with the other ones, though. And, yeah, so the typical wake-up time, 10 a.m. Typical bedtime, 12:30. So you're going to bed before last call.
Yeah.
And they're sleeping in the tent.
I don't think I ever did that.
You go to bed early?
Yeah, not my freshman year. Not when I was at UCF. Good Lord, I hardly slept at all.
Going to bed early is for tired people.
Like me now.
So in Detroit, interesting battle brewing.
A battle?
A battle.
Like, are lines being drawn here? Do I need to pick a side?
Lines are being drawn. Drew, they're drawn.
Okay.
It's Satanists versus Satanists in Detroit's newest political tug of war.
Wait, Satan versus Satan?
Satanists versus Satanists.
So what, your Satan's more powerful than my Satan?
This is from the Detroit Free Press. It's free.
Is that DFP?
A new satanic religious group that debuted in Detroit this month already has encountered outspoken opposition. Other Satanists.
Okay, so what are these, like, crazy Satanists?
Well, we'll find out. The Reverend Tom Eric Rasputnik, 49, of Oxford, decries the Satanic Temple's atheism and progressive ideals.
Okay, atheism and progressive ideals sound pretty good to me.
He said his Temples of Satan honors the deity of Satan, and he and the others with him are pro-life and believe in animal sacrifices.
So they're old school Satanists
going
up against new school Satanists.
Rasputnik said, I would be like a Tea Party Satanist. Adding that he has participated in Tea Party events, but that people at the events might not have known he worships Satan.
Yeah, probably not.
His group has about 200 members across the country.
Yeah.
And his Twitter handle has more than 17,000 followers.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Satanic Temple Detroit chapter started this month with about 20 members. So they just started already. They're at a tenth of this other guy's group. No. And based in New York, the organization has nearly 10,000 likes on Facebook.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Lucifer, the bringer of light, my friend.
So would you go with the old school Satanists?
No, fuck that. New school. Old school old school anything is ridiculous. Except for hip-hop.
And classic rock.
And classic rock.
Yeah, aforementioned classic rock.
Yes.
And funk.
And funk.
60s and 70s.
All right, so a lot of old school stuff's really good, but... Old school politics or religion, probably not so much. How about that?
Sure. Excuse me. Yeah, that works for me. That works for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Because I was getting tired of thinking about it.
Apparently, a new poll release shows that about 75% of the black community and 65% of the Hispanic community throughout
worship
America
Satan.
Worship Satan. And also, the same poll finds that the exact same number of people do not trust the media in their portrayal of their communities.
Okay.
So, 75% of black people in this country, they see how the media portrays their communities. And they're like, I don't fucking trust what they're saying. I don't believe it. Same goes with the Hispanics, about 66% of them. It's a little bit lower, but still, a majority of the minorities don't believe mainstream media, right wing or left wing.
Like at all?
Yeah, no, it's just they don't trust the media and the way they portray. And you've seen it in first couple nights of Ferguson. What were the stories? Looting.
No.
There's all this looting.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that much looting. A couple stores got broken into. The community self-policed it. There was no more looting after the fucking first or second night.
No.
But those are the images they kept putting out there over and over. Look at all the looting.
That's all they had.
No, it's not all they had. They had tons of footage of people standing peacefully in the street. Which looks better on TV? People standing around peacefully or people smashing windows?
People smashing windows.
Yeah. We're trying to get ad buys here, man. We need them ratings, yo.
Yeah.
And it's they don't trust the media. And they shouldn't. Because no one should trust the media.
No.
White or black. No matter what they're saying.
Yeah.
And if you take what they say at face value...
You're a fucking idiot.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because think about this. I'm going to kind of... I briefly brought up that story, but I'm going to kind of skip it because I really want to talk about this. Because this is the media.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Very known for being very conservative, mm-hmm. conservative rag. This is from thedailycause.com. Little article here. Wall Street Journal cries about the poverty of making $400,000 a year. The Wall Street Journal actually posited, they had a whole thing, a whole flow chart, a whole thing about how, in Chicago specifically, how can a simple little family survive? How can they possibly survive on $400K a year?
So easily.
Please put down your drink. You won't. I'll skip all that fucking bullshit. So the Wall Street Journal specifically posited, how can you make $400,000 a year and still feel like you're just getting by? The Daily Cause points out that they would like to know how that's happening, considering that the median middle class household income peaked at $56,080 per household in 1999.
Yeah.
Right now, it's at $50,000.
It's even lower.
Even lower. That's the shrinking middle class right there. But according to the Wall Street Journal, they had to put this little thing. Well, how can a family make $400,000 a year and barely get by? Well, it starts like this. See, they have this whole thing right here. This whole little chart. It starts with your home. That's $1.2 million.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Move out of your fucking $1 million house.
We're talking about the middle class here, living in their $1 million homes with a mortgage of $850,000 a year, meaning your mortgage payment's $87,000 a year.
Yeah.
Property tax, only $4,000, home maintenance. All these huge numbers based on a $1.2 million home. Also, auto insurance, $9,000 a year. That's like $800 a month.
That's ridiculous.
That's insurance for at least three cars, right?
Gotta be.
Unless
you're either that or you were just a horrible driver.
The worst. Yeah. The worst.
Yeah.
Like they officially put on your driver's license, the worst driver in America.
Yeah.
This guy pays $9,000 a year in insurance. That's insane. They go on to say, though, those are your core expenses. Then you have your discretionary expenses, such as the two vacations you take every year.
Don't take vacations every year.
No. Drew, you take two vacations a year, and you spend 25 G's on those two vacations.
What? Excuse me?
This is the Wall Street Journal, my friend. Also, you know how every year you get that new car for $15K?
Yeah, totally.
And then, of course, there's a $10K you spend every year on entertainment. And separately, $12K you spend a year on club dues. Gotta pay those club dues, yo.
Who are the...
These are people that are in touch with modern America and society, and they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on. This is the media. These are the people that we go to for information. They have listed under other expenses. Your $10,000 a year contribution to your 529 contribution, because you know everyone's got one of those.
Yeah.
The $6,000 you spend every year on gifts and holidays and whatnot. Ooh, I like how they have holidays listed separately from vacations. $10,000 a year on kids sports, because they have to have the finest in equipment. And of course, the $5,000 you spend every year at fundraisers.
Who are these people, and why are they spending so much money on this nonsense?
These are people that obviously subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. And then the Wall Street Journal offered a solution to how you can not feel like you're just barely getting by on $400K a year.
I have a solution.
Oh, what's your solution?
Don't have the $1 million house. Don't go on two vacations that cost you a total of $50,000.
No. It's 25 for both of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's 12 and a half.
Still.
12.5.
That is literally half of what I make in a year. It takes me 6 months to make that money.
I could take five vacations for $500 fucking those assholes.
I mean, don't buy a new car every year.
Nope.
Maybe keep a car for two or three. Oh my God, maybe even 5 years, Chris.
That'd be interesting. You want me to drive around an old car? You want me to drive around a 2009 Lexus? I'd be the laughing stock in the neighborhood.
Drop out of your clubs. No, you wouldn't be the laughing stock in the neighborhood because you don't live in a $1.2 million house that you can't afford.
But I do live in that house.
But you can't afford it.
But I got a sweet mortgage at $850K.
But you can't afford it.
Obviously, I can because I put down $250K.
But you can't afford it.
Wall Street Journal solution. Now is the time to make some changes. So you have the same solution. There you go. Save that bonus because you get bonuses and cut your spending while you still have an income. Now, this is funny. Daily Cause points this out. The best part is the, quote, cut your spending line. The Wall Street Journal said cut your spending. However, this is what they wrote 2 weeks ago. Constrained American consumers are threatening to weigh on U.S. growth just after the economy regained its footing following a pullback during the year. Hamstrung by weak income gains, consumers are struggling to step up spending. That is providing perhaps the biggest challenge to a second-half economic breakout that already is at risk due to global unrest, persistent slack in the labor market. So, 2 weeks ago they said consumers got to go out there and spend their money to get this economy going.
I don't have money to spend.
2 weeks later, like, hey, all you guys making $400K, you barely get by? Cut back on your spending, yo. Hey, rich people, stop spending so much money. Let the poros spend all that money.
The poros don't have any money to spend.
This is the country we live in. That's our media. That's the Wall Street Journal.
They're idiots.
There you go.
Whoever wrote that article should be fired.
Let's see who wrote that article. That was the actual article. Here we go. Is it? Yes. Oh, it's a video. It's a video presentation is what they showed stills of. So, I'm not going to. Wall Street Journal wealth advisor Veronica Dagher, D-A-G-H-E-R, Dagher, Veronica Dagher, who apparently has no concept of the real world or economics in this country.
Correct.
Yeah, so there you go. There you go, man. That's the world we're living in, dude. What are you going to do?
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. It's sad. It's crazy.
It's silly that some people have their heads so far up their own ass.
So far. Very far. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to do anything?
I'm not making $400,000 a year. I can't do anything.
I'm making $100,000.
I can barely afford to go on a fucking 2-day vacation once every 2 years.
Just 2 days. That's all you want. That's all you want. Why can't you get it?
Because I can't afford it.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'll just mention real quick. I was going to look for the article. There's a town out in Washington that they, outside of Seattle, they bumped up their minimum.
I read that article.
You read that article? Very interesting how the economy is booming over there because now they're giving everyone more money to spend.
Exactly. So the people have their bills paid and they have extra money to spend. So guess what? They're spending it.
So they're spending it and business is booming. That's a problem with the fast food strike.
Yeah.
The wrong people are trying to get that message out there. No offense to our many, many fast food listeners. I expect free fries every time I roll up into your drive-thru. But, guys, it's a non-skilled job.
It's unskilled labor.
I expect janitors to be making more money than fast food workers.
Yeah.
All right? So that's we need people that do work extremely hard and provide very valuable service, not fucking making french fries, but like doing stuff that actually makes a goddamn difference every day. And I guess I'll say janitors, they keep things clean. Maintenance workers, city maintenance workers, you know, stuff like that. We don't want shit everywhere.
Line cooks like me.
Line cooks. It's more skilled than just dumping fries in a fryer.
Dude, some people went to college for this shit.
Some people do. I know some people went to college for this shit. No one going to college for McDonald's. There's McDonald's college.
Excuse me.
You can go to McDonald's college. And they teach you how to be like a manager. A manager at McDonald's. And they give you a certificate at the end.
That hurts my brain.
It's working out there, though. It's working. $15 an hour. People, right. And not even like incremental or things got to be tiered or it'll just boom.
Minimum is 15.
Which,
go from there.
I wonder what happens to the people who are making like $16-17 an hour. Did their shit go up commensurately?
No.
Probably not, right?
Nope.
I'd be pissed. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go get me a job at fucking McDonald's because I'm going to make only slightly less money, but it's way less stressful than what I'm doing. I'm busting my ass for $16-17 an hour. All of a sudden now, minimum is 15. You tell me it's 15,
yeah.
Rudy. All right, well, I didn't have that much, but we got something. We got something out there for the people. Yeah, so if you're still listening, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We got episode 89 of Cinema Crespediso coming up this weekend. If you want to rate and review the show on iTunes, we'll read it on the next episode. Whatever you write, we'll read it.
Literally, whatever you write.
Well, I mean,
Chris will read it.
I'll have to put some caveats there. No, I won't read any hate speech or anything like that, you know. Within reason, people. But yes, I will read anything. Like, if you want shit on the show, I'll read that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'll totally read that. But we'll have a laugh.
Yeah.
We'll laugh our asses off at it. But yeah, so rate and reviews on iTunes. pretty sure you can do it on Stitcher. I still haven't found where, but I think you can. There's a way, because the show's getting ranked. I think it's more than just by listening.
No.
We're ranked like, last I checked, around 6,500.
Out of?
Over 20,000.
All right. Well, almost up into that top quarter.
Yeah, it's close, right? No. We've been as high as like 4,500, but then as low as like 8,000. So it fluctuates depending on... If you're listening on Stitcher, add us to your favorite list. How about that? You don't have to use a favorite list. Do you not use it? Use it. Just hit that little heart. I assume it's a heart. Hit the little heart.
I don't know.
Add us to your list.
I don't understand the Stitcher app on my phone. I don't get it.
You don't even understand it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Oh. That's not good. You search for the show.
Yeah,
there's a magnifying glass. You hit search.
Yeah. I found it. I've got it on one of my playlists.
Oh, see, so you did add it to your playlist. See, if Drew can do it,
it's under my stations.
Oh, my stations. Add it to your stations. Make us one of your stations.
The favorites playlist. Is that where you want me to put it?
Yeah. Add to the favorites playlist, too. Add it to that list, too. So people do that. We really appreciate it. Tweet the show at Chris Bodiso. Tweet me at I am Chris Crespo. And tweet Drew at antihero419. If you have a weird memory to share with Drew about bass, about that bass, tweet him and let him know, because he'll love to hear about it.
Oh, totally.
Also, you can find him on Instagram at antihero419 as well. And, chriscrespo.com. Go there for movie reviews, other things. You know the drill.
So, do we? I don't
know. No, the people know the drill. I don't know what you know.
I don't know a lot.
You know now what slowcore is.
Oh, unfortunately. Now I know that I don't like slowcore. I mean, just by reading the description,
listen to it. How do you know?
It sounds like a bunch of whiny bitches.
I once had
a roommate who listened to whiny bitch music.
Ah.
And it made me want to hurt him.
Yeah.
A lot.
So no whiny bitch music, people. So says Drew.
Yeah, seriously.